Great Sunday school this morning, wonderful lesson this morning. I got the report from the Sunday school secretary, and she's give us a challenge. Monica let us know that last year that we had 93 in Sunday school on the first Sunday in February, so let's have 94 at least next. So everybody look around, you see somebody that's not here, encourage them to be in Sunday school next Sunday, and then we'll try to exceed that next Sunday morning in Sunday school and exceed that 93. Who knows, we might even hit that 100 again, amen?
Amen.
Had a couple of classes that exceeded their enrollment this morning with Sister Teresa with Angels class and the Crusaders class with Ray and Cindy. And I appreciate y'all working on that. And I know that we still got lots of people. We got some traveling. We still got sickness and stuff, a lot going on. But you just pray and be sure and pray for these that are sick. Now, this flu and now there's some other kind of virus that's going around is just really giving everybody a fit. So just pray about that much. And had four people that were visiting with us this morning, and we just want you to know you're a special guest, and there's others that's come in since Sunday school that are visiting with us in the worship service. We appreciate you being here and visiting with us today, and you're our special guest. We appreciate you so much being here, and if you don't have a place that you worship regularly, we'd invite you to come and be with us all the time here at New Salem Baptist Church when we're having service. A couple of notes on missionaries this morning. Brother Lewis Browning, he's been real sick. Lewis Browning is a missionary to Chile, and he is, if I'm not wrong, I'm pretty sure I'm right about it, he is the longest continuously supported missionary by this church. He was like almost one of the very first missionaries, probably not the first, but the only one that's still remaining, the oldest, if you would, missionary that's been continuously supported by this church, and has served over 40 years in Chile. He's actually even written a book. If somebody wants to try to get a copy of it, I think you have to get like 20 to time whatever to get copies of it. I'll see if I can find out something about that, but it's probably very interesting reading about 40 years in Chile. But you pray for Lewis and Bonnie Browning, and in fact they had recently had others saved and all that, in spite of him being sick for at least like 3 weeks. Other missionary, the Caudells, John and Deborah Caudell, Deborah goes by Debbie, in Ontario, Canada. They're also reporting several people being saved there, and of course, it's wintertime, and it's cold, and they're shut in pretty much a lot of times up there, but he asked you just to pray for them, and also both of these missionaries, thank you very much for the extra gift that was given them at Christmas time, and talk about how helpful it was to them and their ministry and to their families and all at that time.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. If you are visiting with us, on your bulletin, there's this little attachment, and it's visitors information. If you could just fill that out for us and drop it in the offering plate when it comes by, that would give us a way to get in contact with you and just tell you we appreciate you being here and invite you back. So if you don't have a bulletin, get one from somebody next to you that does, but just fill that out for us. The Dade County Singing Convention is going to be having their monthly singing on February the 15th. It'll start at 7:30. They'll sing and eat and just have a good time. So if you'd like to be a part of that, come out and join them. They'd be glad to have you. They'll let you sing, direct, whatever you want to do. But they just they have a good time. And it was a good time here New Year's Eve. So pray for them as they continue to carry on the Southern gospel music. And the Vacation Bible School this year, it's going to be July 15th through the 18th. If you would like to help, there's a sign-up sheet in the back. Just write your name down and what you'd like to do, and Carol and them do their best to accommodate you there. But we need workers. Anybody that could help, it'd be appreciated, and you'll get a blessing from it. You might think, well, I'm just too tired. It's hard to get off work. God will make a way, and he'll bless you for it. So we need that July 15th through the 18th. And remember the wedding shower for Cameron and Luke. It's going to be on March 10th from 2 to 5 in McKeag Hall. That's on a Sunday. And they'll just appreciate anything. They're not registered anywhere, so remember them. Any birthdays or anniversaries? Evan had a birthday, yes, 23rd.
You got to stand up, Evan. Nobody else? All right.
Nobody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
If our ushers would come, up.
I've got something bothering me. I've got a problem with this one. We've got a hole in our choir. Did y'all notice that? We got a hole up here in our choir. We're just sitting here and we got empty space. And I sat there and I thought, that bothers me to see all that empty space up there. Nobody up there getting us sing. And I thought, well, it wouldn't be right to sit here and do nothing about it. So I'm going to the choir and try to fill that space. But I'm going to call on y'all that God can put you in the choir and help us sing praise. but I won't have to call names. Nobody else moved? There's one. Amen. We need some more to move. Here we go.
None of you can sit down.
It was not nice. But it was good.
I don't want to call names, but the sheriff of Dade County could be up here.
He's seen his wife and seen him too.
Hey, Cindy, y'all.
Come on, Cindy.
They're hiding back.
Cindy and Ray.
David, you owe me. Come on, Ruth. Anybody else? Lynetta, if you quit.
Call Ray and Sandy.
This is on that theme, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto God, not unto man. We're going to do a little heartily this year. We're going to put a little something into it, a little bit of effort, and I believe we'll get more out of it. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Yeah. Evan, she'd come with you.
Yeah. Looking for somebody else.
Well, if our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing, receive this morning's tithes and offering.
I don't think that's happening.
Brother Ray, ask God's blessing on our offering, please.
As we sing page 47.
Yes.
page 333. You do it really upbeat.
Fly away, fly away, fly away, fly away, fly away.
man. Man, that'd be wonderful. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Y'all help me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. You know, I know what everybody's got their own cross to bear. Everybody's got their own burdens. You know, we can look to the left and right, and we can see somebody that needs prayer. I want your prayer. I need your prayer. I just can't get over what Jesus did for somebody like me. Laying his own life down, letting them drive the nails in his hands, in his feet. You know, I don't understand it. I can't see myself giving one of my children up to die for anybody. And I don't understand it, but thank God he made a plan. He made a way for me, made for way for us.
To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory miracles.